What if everything you thought you knew about happiness was wrong? Despite countless books promising lasting joy through simple practices, most of us aren't significantly happier. The fundamental problem is that knowing how to be happy doesn't actually help achieve happiness. Generic advice like rise every morning with a smile offers no practical path to joy because our needs and desires are profoundly individual. When asked about their happiest day, people reveal vastly different visions. Heinrich Heine imagined a Swiss alpine cottage with fresh baguettes, beautiful scenery, and his enemies hanging from trees. These varying responses reveal three insights. Many don't know what they truly want. One's ideal companion may not be their partner. And fundamentally, we cannot accurately predict what will make us happy. Rather than offering another formula for happiness, Shapira aims to shift our perspective on happiness itself. As Galileo noted, we cannot teach people anything. We can only help them discover it within themselves. Finding the path to happiness is difficult. Following it proves even harder. Perhaps the first step is embracing Wu Wei, the Chinese concept of without effort that suggests knowing when to act and when to let things happen naturally. Like Winnie the Pooh, we should balance purposeful action with simply being. Doing nothing without guilt is surprisingly difficult. Our minds constantly push us toward productivity, making it challenging to relax without feeling we should be accomplishing something. The first principle, it's okay to do nothing while munching on a little something, challenges our productivity obsession. While the ant and grasshopper fable traditionally praises industriousness, perhaps both the industrious and artistic paths have merit against life's inherent randomness. The second principle states, anger is punishing yourself for the stupidity of others. Spinoza advised either never getting angry or never forgiving. If forgiveness is inevitable, why suffer through anger? Research shows anger shortens lives, as seen in the futility of a taxi driver's rage at a reckless driver who's already home relaxing. The third principle recognizes that unstoppable minds can be stopped. While we can't fully control racing thoughts, we can guide them. Epicurus offers four remedies: don't fear God or death, know that evil is tolerable, and good is attainable. He emphasizes friendship's importance over dwelling on unlikely disasters. Happiness wasn't part of nature's plan, yet we deserve moments of joy and tranquility, though these often reveal themselves only in hindsight. Childhood memories sustain us through hardship. Shapira recalls his father running alongside his sledge, embarrassing then, but now a cherished symbol of love. While pessimism is our evolutionary default, requiring no effort, like a rock rolling downhill, optimism demands we actively seek magic in everyday moments. The Stoics distinguished between situations, external events, and our reactions to them. Character emerges through our responses, hence their wisdom, be worthy of anything that happens to you. Our interpretations transform identical circumstances into unique experiences. In Venice, while Shapira's friends saw only decay and poor infrastructure, he chose to see beauty. The city's imperfections contribute to its charm, unlike Vegas's sterile replicas, proving how perspective shapes experience. When asked about their happiest moments, men and women revealed markedly different patterns. Women cited diverse experiences, from skydiving and academic achievements to travel and pet recoveries. For older women, post-childbirth moments ranked highest, surprising many husbands who assumed their marriages were their wives' peak joy. This divide appears in insurance choices, too. Men name their wives as beneficiaries, while women choose their children, anticipating their husbands might remarry, a scenario men rarely envision. Men find peak joy in immediate achievements like sports victories or sexual conquests, while women tend to derive happiness from grander experiences, childbirth, performances, travel, and celebrations. Vincent van Gogh observed that the little emotions are the great captains of our lives, and we obey them without realizing it. Four emotions particularly shape us: anger, envy, pride, and joy. Men often default to anger as their emotional outlet. While Ecclesiastes warns that anger rests in the bosom of fools, emotions frequently override reason. Shapira's wife likens wisdom to salt, raising water's boiling point. We remain fundamentally unchanged, just slightly wiser. Bishop Tutu noted that neutrality in injustice means siding with oppressors. Envy, the cause of the first homicide in human history, is unique in offering no pleasure. People accumulate possessions mainly to inspire envy, though comparison is the thief of joy. La Rochefoucauld noted that people will do anything to be envied, more than to be loved. True friendship and envy are incompatible. Genuine friends celebrate your success and help selflessly, though such friends are rare. As Nietzsche said, shared joys make a friend, not shared sufferings. Tolstoy's Perfect Joy shows through St. Francis that true joy comes not from miracles or knowledge, but from patiently enduring hardship, finding happiness through acceptance rather than achievement. In The Little Prince, the protagonist despairs upon discovering his rose isn't unique. I thought I was rich with a flower that was unique in all the world, and all I had was a common rose. The fox reveals that meaning comes through taming, the daily rituals and trust that create bonds. The prince learns his rose is special through their relationship, not its uniqueness. The fox shares three truths. We're responsible for what we've tamed, love makes things unique, and it is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye. Love means recognizing another's existence as real as our own. Philosophers Weil and Solovyov defined it as understanding someone exists, moving beyond self-absorption to truly see another. Chekhov demonstrates the opposite through Yakov, who treats his wife Marfa as mere background in Rothschild's ILN. The prince's journey reveals that authentic love grows through actions, not words. His departure demonstrates the wind and fire criterion. Like strong fire growing with wind while weak flames die, genuine love strengthens through separation while false love fades. When Shapira asked his Holocaust survivor father if he'd relive his life, he said yes. The amazing moments outweighed even the horrors. His response reflected contentment born of kindness and joy in small pleasures. Ancient sages questioned existence's worth, yet life remains miraculous. As Fromm noted, a single moment of love or fresh morning air might justify all suffering. Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh found this miracle in mindful walking. Drawing from Ecclesiastes, Shapira presents core principles. Embrace life's pleasures, nurture friendships, maintain strong work ethics, find happiness while accepting dark times, and resist self-righteousness. He advocates the path of grace, choosing compassion and gratitude over envy. This path demands vigilance, like rolling a boulder uphill, but leads to authentic truth. While science offers guidance, wisdom remains personal. The key is living fully, loving, exploring, and embracing both life's suffering and beauty while choosing grace.